This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. California Democratic Representative Ted Lieu said on Twitter Saturday that members of the House of Representatives will introduce formal articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump on Monday. The California Democrat, who helped draft the charges, said the articles had drawn 180 co-sponsors as of Saturday afternoon. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the top congressional Democrat, has threatened to impeach Trump for a historic second time unless he resigns immediately following Wednesday's deadly riots at the Capitol. Democrats have pressed Vice President Mike Pence to consider the 25th Amendment, which allows the removal of a president unable to fulfill the duties of his office, but a Pence advisor has said he opposes the idea. Any impeachment in the House would trigger a trial in the Republican-controlled Senate, which is scheduled to be in recess until January 19th and has already acquitted Trump once before. The man photographed smiling, carrying House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's lectern while a mob of President Trump's supporters stormed the Capitol on Wednesday, leaving five people dead, is among dozens who have been arrested, AP's Julie Walker reports.
Adam Johnson of Florida was arrested Friday night. He was quickly ID'd on social media and had posted about being there. The man who sat in Pelosi's office chair with his feet up, Richard Barnett of Arkansas, was also arrested, as was the man dressed as a bare-chested Viking, Jake Angeli of Arizona, and Doug Jensen of Iowa, the man apparently seen on video leading a mob up the stairs chasing a lone officer who tried to hold them back. Then there's West Virginia state lawmaker Derek Evans, who posted video online fist-bumping with a police officer. Seattle's interim police chief says two officers are on administrative leave and under